This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Drafted 15th overall by Quebec, the team moved to Colorado, but it's the only organization the future Hall of Famer ever played for. Joe Sakic now with Catherine Tappan on how it all began and his draft day.
Joe, when you were picked at the draft, you were from Vancouver, drafted by Quebec, had to make the journey across country. What was going through your mind? Some of your memories from draft day?
Draft day, well, I was just so excited to get drafted. And, you know, the couple days before it's not like it is today. We didn't have a combine or anything like that. But you meet different teams, and really, as a kid, I was so nervous just to meet all the scouts, and they're interviewing you. But draft day, yeah, you're really nervous. But then finally, once your name gets called, I just remember it was just a great thrill to hear, and going to Quebec City, years watching the Quebec-Montreal rivalry. So I was really excited to come down there and meet all the guys, especially to get a chance to meet guys like Peter Stastny and Michel Goulet. So I was extremely thrilled.
What was the transition like for you as a young player to make that transition into the National Hockey League and all of a sudden have to be acclimated to this new life, this new culture?
Oh, it was easy because we just wanted to play hockey, and our lifetime dream was to play in the National Hockey League. So to be able to, I still remember that first game in Hartford when you know you're on the team and you're standing there for the anthem and realizing, oh, I finally made it. And so it was a great thrill, and the transition it wasn't bad. It was actually pretty easy. The guys in the dressing room were great, and you get any team environment, you just feel right at home.
So you go to Quebec, you guys struggled for the first couple of years. How mentally strong did you have to stay in order to become the player that you wanted to become on a team that at the time was not succeeding at the level you probably had hoped for?
Well, yeah, obviously we were rebuilding at that time, and we knew that. I think it gets tougher the later you go. The first couple of years, you're just excited to play and be in a National Hockey League, and you don't kind of worry about anything else. You just want to do the best you can, really, to stay and play and have fun. But it does wear on you. But I do remember I was on the back of the bus one time, and Guy Lafleur talked to me, and he said, you know what, don't worry about what's going on here. You just go out there and work as hard as you can and get better, and things with the team will get better. And I remember, I still remember that conversation we had, and it's guys like that really, really help your psyche. Yeah. And obviously we had first overall picks, and we got better slowly, and then one day we took off. But when I look back after winning the first cup, I wouldn't have had it any other way, because it's like we were all part of that, where we started from scratch and built up into a championship team. So it made it real special.
That championship team in 96, you guys stunned the Red Wings. You went on to sweep Florida and hoist the Stanley Cup. What was the moment like for you when you won your first Stanley Cup?
It was, I think, everything at one time. It was you're so excited to win. I mean, as a kid, you're dreaming about lifting the Stanley Cup over your head and playing for that. And also, it was also a relief as well, because we lost the year before. In the first round, we were number one seed. So then the expectations are, okay, can you do it? Can you get over the hump? We lost a couple rounds in the first round, and we played Vancouver that year, and it was 2-2 going home for game five, and you start feeling the pressure. Okay, we got to get over this first round. So all that and the accumulation of all that, it was like excitement, the weight off your shoulders. It was a great time.
You did it again 5 seasons later, and you chose to give the Stanley Cup to Ray Bourque. What was that decision like for you? What was it, to have Ray on your team and to know what he had gone through in Boston for so many years? Was he the immediate choice? You knew right away it was going to go to him next?
Yeah, I knew right away, and I think it was that morning or the day before. I told Ray, just be close by. I actually wanted to talk to him about it, going home, because they're so excited that we won game 6. He's like, no, let's win it first. And I'm not superstitious, so it's like, but yeah, I didn't plan it out, but I knew he was close by, and I just thought it was the right thing to do. And everything he meant for the game and our organization, he was just a tremendous leader and great guy. And really, that whole year, it's like, you really wanted to see him win a cup.
When you think back to all the memories of your career, there are so many highlights. You've talked a couple about a couple of them already. What moments stand out to you the most?
Well, obviously, winning the Stanley Cups, but for me, really, that first game in Hartford, to realize you're living out you're living out your dream. I think for any young hockey player, just to make it to that level, it was a pretty special night for me. And then obviously the two Stanley Cups, winning Olympic gold in Salt Lake was an unbelievable thing for all of us in Canada. And we knew what it meant for our country. So a lot of great moments and moments that. Retired now, so yeah. You look back and you really cherish all those memories, all those great moments.
You're now a member of the organization from a business personnel standpoint, so you're here at the draft. Obviously, you have a lot of input into what goes on here, but what is the biggest difference for you from seeing it from this perspective from when you played?
Well, I think on this side, it's great because you really, I'm watching the kids, yeah. You know, when they're getting drafted because, you know, when you remember what it was like and to see what they're going through right now, you can see the excitement. They're having an opportunity to live out their boyhood dreams, and but it's great for the organizations just to sit there at the table and you're looking at your list and hoping you get these certain guys and then they fall to you and so it's exciting. But really, once you see the names and you look in the stands and see what it means to the kids and their families, it's what it's all about.
Does it bring back a lot of memories for you as well?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I know exactly what they're going through, and it was a long time ago, back in 1987. But it feels like yesterday.
Joe, what would it mean for you to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Oh, I mean, that'd be a huge honor. To go in the Hall of Fame to be seen as one of those players that are honor enough to be, I mean, to go in with Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and the best of the players. My whole goal was to make the National Hockey League and try and do the best that I could do for myself, obviously, and my team, and try and keep getting better and better. And to look back and to have that honor of being from the committee, seen by people as being worthy of getting in the Hall of Fame. That's a pretty big, pretty special moment for me.
Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.